Good evening, Audio Boo. It's Paul here. Haven't done one of these in a while. It's a beer tasting boo. And today we are sampling one of Guinness's new brews they have out. They have two new ones. And this one I'm about to try is Dublin Porter, apparently. I went into the shop this evening and one of the staff there said, would you like to try Dublin Porter? So I was like, okay, last bottle left. And I've now read mixed reviews online about it. So we shall see. It's kind of lighter, I think, than Guinness. So let's open it. Well, I'm not too sure whether to pour it or not, because apparently the head doesn't stay that long on it. We'll give it a try. We'll pour it and see. Apparently this is from the two brews they've out are from... Oh, it's quite fizzy. Okay. A lot of carbonation going on there. These two brews are just put out as a test thing, and I don't think there's any major plans for them really, but they're on... this Dublin Porter is on draft in some pubs in Dublin, and I think in England as well. I think the other porter is only bottle only. Still pouring this here. But yeah, apparently this is from some recipe from 1796. So, quite old. It smells pretty good. It does smell kind of lighter. It's really fizzy. Should have poured this before I started the boo, shouldn't I? That would be sensible. Talk amongst yourselves. Kerry's over there.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Kerry?
Good.
Anything you want to say to the boo people?
I'm full.
She's full, yeah. We had an Indian tonight, which was very nice indeed. Of course it is, well, it's Valentine's now, technically, it's our 12, but we were kind of...
It's really late now.
Yeah, I don't want to look. We were kind of... if you want.
Okay, hang on, I'll throw my body down.
Okay.
Half one.
Okay, that is late, but it's not as late as I thought it was. We were debating going out for something to eat, but as it's Valentine's weekend, this will be pretty mad everywhere tonight. So we said we'd just get a takeaway, even though it's not Valentine's until tomorrow. But okay, it's all poured now, just leave her be for a minute. But yeah, the guy in the shop said to me that it's quite nice, lighter than Guinness. He said it'd be kind of nice summer drink. And he said the head doesn't stay on too long, which is interesting, but we shall see. Just give it another minute there to settle. Can't rush these things.
Oh my God, Paul.
Yes? What's up there?
Shannon to Manchester Ryanair for $9.99.
I see. There's probably some kind of catch. No one Ryanair.
I can look into it now.
Not including tax and charges. Put them in, probably be like... dear. Still pretty good,
I think
though.
It's only €14 taxes. Or maybe something
up. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. The boo here, you can hear it's quite... I don't know if the recording's picking that up, but it's really quite fizzy stuff. Anyway, let's go for the first sip. Certainly a lot lighter than Guinness. Take another.
Congratulations, Ellie. You are this week's
It's not bad. It's not as nice as Guinness. But it's going to be hard to beat the original, I suppose. But the person in the shop was telling me, it is kind of a nice, bit more of a summer drink, because it is quite light in comparison to a regular Guinness. Yeah, there isn't really too much of an aftertaste. It wouldn't pack as much of a punch as a Guinness would. So maybe for someone who isn't a Guinness drinker, might be a nice place to start. If you think you don't like Guinness or you find it a bit heavy, this could be quite nice. But for, I suppose, the more seasoned Guinness people, they'll probably stick to the Guinness. But it's nice to try something different. And they have another brew as well, which I will try at some point if I come across it. And they've been out a good few months, but I just never seen them until now. So, and I did read online that there are some pubs doing it on draft form. So I'm going to try that, because some reviews I read seem to say more favourable things about it from draft. So overall view, it's drinkable, but it's not as nice as Guinness. But we shan't throw it down the sink, that's for sure. And as already, the head is kind of not waning, but it's not like, let's say, thick or as creamy as a regular Guinness head. But anyway, that is from me. If you like the sounds of what I said, check it out. It's Dublin Porter Guinness, and latest beer review. Long one, first one in a long time, so hopefully we won't leave it as long again. And we shall pause and talk again very soon. Take care.